Good people of Earth and elsewhere, it is I, Sarah Lane, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone. This is the show for us, the iPhone fans. Each week we'll cover five topics, from the apps you must have to the news you must know, and we'll try to keep our earbuds untangled while we're doing it. And it shouldn't be that hard, so let's dive right in. Number one, a few of you have written in i5 asking how to prolong your iPhone's battery life. Yes, that's something that plagues us all. And I do have a couple tricks that might help. The first is going to seem really, really obvious, but I promise if you do it regularly, it will make a difference. If you're low on battery and you want what you have left to last as long as possible, turn your brightness down as far as you can while still actually being able to see the screen and keep using your phone. Remember, brightness takes power, and the less power you use, the less battery you will also use. The second trick is not really so much a trick. It's more one of the best $100 I ever spent, at least when it comes to iPhones, and this is my Mophie battery case. Mophie has a few different models, various prices, but the one that I'm using is the Juice Pack Plus, which has a 2,000 milliamp hour battery. And in my experience, will recharge a completely depleted iPhone back up to 100% almost twice on a single charge, which can easily last you all day if you're careful. It fits over your iPhone, just like a case. And because there's a battery involved, it's a bit bulky. It's definitely heavier. It's going to take up a little bit more room in your purse or your backpack or your pocket, but it looks pretty nice, and it works as a protective cover, too. Using the Mophie only works well if you think ahead, though, and this has happened to me enough, so I kind of know what I'm talking about. Obviously, it has to be charged up in order to use your iPhone, right? But it doesn't really charge that quickly. You need way more than an hour. Whenever possible, plug it in overnight before you're actually going to need it. You'll know it's ready when the LEDs light up full. On the flip side, you know the Mophie's getting low when you're down to a single LED. If it doesn't work and you have no LEDs, it needs to be recharged. I cannot tell you how many times the Mophie has saved me on a long day out and about with no outlet access. It's my absolute favorite must-have iPhone add-on for anybody who's a heavy app user or finds themselves running into battery life issues regularly. You don't have to live this way. Here's the answer. Number two, this is probably a good time to remind ourselves that buying an iPhone accessory right now is kind of a gamble. It might not end up fitting a new iPhone that might have a larger screen or a smaller pin connector or both or neither. We don't even officially know how the next iPhone will be different, but suffice it to say you don't want to invest too much in an obsolete add-on. Or maybe you're saving your cash and you know you're not going to be upgrading this year, no matter how cool the new iPhone is. And that's why these iPhone cases I found over at Brit.co can spice up your current iPhone without breaking the bank. In fact, most of them are under $10. If you want your iPhone to look like an old Game Boy, you can do that. Or maybe a cassette case, or an OG calculator, or an ancient payphone. For a few bucks, you can change your skin to match your mood, and you'll always be able to pick your iPhone out of a lineup at a party. And if you really want to get fancy, these camera cases make great conversation pieces and also very good gifts for the geek who has it all. If you see something you like, we've got the links in our show notes at twit.tv/i5. Number three. Speaking of cameras, of all the tools an iPhone can be, the most impressive tool is the camera, particularly on the 4S. I mean, my iPhone basically is an amazing camera that also does a bunch of other things, if I'm being honest. And because I love my camera so much, I'm always rotating photo editing apps in and out of my photography folder. Believe me, I've tried them all. And the latest one I'm really, really enjoying is called Aviary. It's a free app, sort of. I'll get to that in a minute, but first I'll show you why it's cool. You either take or load a photo into the app from your camera roll, so that's pretty standard. Then you can start enhancing the photo with some presets or manually with controls like contrast and saturation. But maybe that's not quite enough for you, so you hit the effects editor. Now here's where Aviary ceases to actually be free. Of the four effects packs, only the free pack is included in the app. The rest are 99 cent in-app purchases. Now the free pack is nice, but believe me, because I've done this a few times, curiosity will get the better of you and you'll end up buying the others. So if you think of Aviary as a $3 app right off the bat, this will bother you a lot less. A big tool that Aviary has that a lot of other photo apps don't, and I'm not really sure why, is orientation, or what I like to call the horizon saver on that beautiful ocean sunset. Unless you have incredible balance all the time, there's a good chance that you've got some of those photos in your camera roll that are darn near perfect, but slightly askew, so very helpful to have a fix like that built in. And then finally, a couple of silly tools that sets Aviary apart. You can add stickers, you can draw something, you can overlay text. And by the way, you can reorder all of these tools inside the app depending on what you use most. Share directly to Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, or Tumblr with a caption, or you can send to Instagram or Camera Plus to edit further, or just back up to Dropbox. One thing I have noticed, Aviary is a little crashy on my iPhone. I would not call it a deal breaker for an app that starts out free, but they do have some bug fixes to tend to. Number four, speaking of backing up photos, wouldn't it be nice if you could export your photos out of Instagram? Well, until that's a built-in feature, if it ever is, Facebook, I have a workaround. With the tool ifttt.com, otherwise known as IFT, which is a simple way to connect two services, you can choose to save a copy of any photo that you upload to Instagram to Dropbox. All you need to do is visit IFT, link your Instagram and your Dropbox accounts, and then every time you upload a photo, you've got a backup right in your Dropbox account with a little folder that says Instagram. If you want to backup extra data like the photo caption or permalink URL, you can do that too. The Instagram channel on IFT will give you a bunch of other popular backup options too. It's a fun place to browse around. Very, very good tool, ifttt.com. Finally, we're at number five. Let me tell you a little story. The last time I visited New York City, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to pay a cab driver to bring me all the way from the airport to my hotel. I want to save some money. So I took the Long Island Railroad into the city, which was cheaper, but it was also a lot faster because of the time of day. How did I know to do this in an unfamiliar city? An app called HopStop, which works in a bunch of US, Canadian, and European cities, not just New York. So here's what you do. You enter your start and ending address. You can use specific numbers, landmarks, airport codes, etc. Then you tell HopStop how you're willing to travel and when. By subway? Maybe you want to take a bus? Do you prefer to walk? What about the best route for a bicycle? HopStop will filter its results based on all of that stuff, plus your flexibility and the time of day you'll be traveling, and helps you get from here to there. The newest version of the app also lets you search by arrival times for directions and schedules, which is great for making sure you don't miss a meeting across town or anything else that depends on you not being late. Very important. You've got directions and a map with compass functionality too, or you can look up transit timetables in advance. HopStop includes high-res transit maps for a few cities, not all of them, but some of the big ones, and I assume more are coming. And if you've got that friend or that family member who just isn't going to use HopStop to make their lives easier, we all know those people, you just can't convince them, just do it for them instead. Look up their route, and then you can text or email the info to them straight from the app. HopStop is free because it's ad-supported. The ads are a little annoying, but for somebody like me who uses it as a tool every so often, it feels like a pretty fair trade-off for good information. You can check out hopstop.com and see if your city or a city that you'll be in soon is covered. Oh, and one more thing. Many of you have been asking about this iPhone stand I have because you think it's so exquisite and fancy, and the truth is that it's just really a prop, and I didn't know where it came from, but it is called the Flip Blade Stand from Belkin, and it's actually an iPad stand, but it works just fine for the iPhone, and you can get it from Amazon or other retailers for just under about $20. And that'll do it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. Until next time, you can email us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ONIFIVE. That's 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for watching, and thanks for telling your fellow iPhone fans about the show. We'll see you next week.